Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network. Preparedness Radio. With your host, John Jeffers.
Glad to be on.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm going to say.
Yes, glad to be on.
There you are.
Oh, it's a damn delay. Okay.
Something you wanted to say?
Yeah, let me just go ahead and
can
say it.
Yes, I can.
And just totally ignore the delay and because I can't hear you, so I'll just come up and say what I need to say. You're absolutely correct. There's lots of complacent, either lazy or just basically uninterested people that are out there. They don't realize the scope and the dangers, the magnitude of the importance of prepping, because they've already been, well, pretty much socially conditioned by the government and by, you know, the news media to always believe, hey, there's always going to be power going through the your power lines. There's always going to be food in the grocery stores. There's always going to be, you know, first responders when you need it, just a phone call away, dial 911. And then the few areas that do experience a tragic event that knocks out all power, that knocks out all communications, and no food is available, places like Houston, places like Florida, places like Louisiana, then they scratch their heads and they look, you know, at each other with bewildered eyes, you know, with that stare and with the expression that somewhat is reminiscent of you putting your ears next to their head and you hear the sound of the ocean, right? Okay, so basically they have no freaking clue. How could this possibly happen? How come there's no more food in the grocery stores? How come there's no first responders? Because they're all out helping other people, dumbass. The point is, it's America's response, all Americans' responsibility. The government's not going to do it for you, okay? They aren't. Tell you either. You got to think for yourselves, which requires at least one brain cell. Do you have it? That remains to be seen. Point is that you are your family's caregiver. You're the breadwinner. You supply the family with clothes. You pay for the mortgage so that your family can continue having a roof over their heads or the rent or what have you. You pay for the food so that they can continue to eat and have food on their table. It doesn't end there. It simply doesn't end there. You're also responsible for the security and safety of your family. And part of the security is making sure that they have something to eat in the event that, hey, hell breaks loose. Is making sure that they still have shelter in case hell breaks loose. But unfortunately, that message is not reaching the American psyche at all. It's not like during the late 1960s or, you know, early to late 1960s, even the 1950s, throughout most of the 1970s, where we had a civil defense corps. The government was proactively and very actively reaching out to the American people, reaching out to local school districts, reaching out to corporations and places of work to have drilling in place in case there is a nuclear bomb, right? Since then, since the Reagan administration, since Clinton, you know, everything after the 80s, all that infrastructure started falling apart. Now the only thing that we have that's even a dismal shadow of what the Civil Defense Corps was is FEMA. FEMA. There is no campaign for people to prepare, informing people how important it is to have extra provisions in your home. You know, to have extra money in case you need it in case of emergencies, to have extra medicines in case first responders are not available. And then when finally tragic hits they look like a complete and utter ignorant dumbass, and rightfully so. They deserve to be looked like that because that's what they are. Perfect example. How many people own homes, you know, they're paying mortgage for, or maybe they already paid out the mortgage, whatever. But they don't have a portable gasoline power generator.
Well, they can't justify paying like $200 or so because, you know, my old power only went off once like 3 years ago. So from a cost-benefit analysis, I'll just be throwing away money because I won't be using it much.
Dumbass, that's the whole effing point, okay? To get something that your family may need in hopes of you never having to use it, like a gun, like antibacterial medicine, if you're cold. The American people at this point need to be shocked out of their fucking pants at this particular point. And they need to come up against a common threat, something that all Americans fear, something that has not been seen since 2001, September 11th. Because unless that happens, they're going to remain in the ignorant box, in the stupid box, in the maybe I don't have a brain cell box. They won't have a freaking clue. And then those few people who do have a clue, that did do their due diligence, that did have vigilance, that did, you know, do the effort to prepare, they're going to be threatened by a whole shitload of ignorant people that outnumber them maybe 1,000 to 1. So, should we do? We may actually have to put ourselves out there. This isn't a matter of OPSEC anymore. You can't hide your shit and hope nobody finds out. Because if you do that, eventually someone's going to find out. And there'll be more of them than you. You got to sleep sometime. If you're going lone wolf, once they sleep, you're at their mercy. You're going to have to put yourself out there and form your own community. Set up your own social network. Get your lazy butts off your asses and go out and meet people and not just be a keyboard warrior. That's what you got to do. If you don't, your family is not going to last a month. If you're alone, you're not going to last a week. And if you're not prepared at all, you're not going to last.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. So, basically, about a couple months ago, John gave me the leadership position for 11th APG. Unfortunately, the situation that I'm in right now is I don't think we have people for 11th APG at this particular point. We do have an idea about what other groups are out there, and I'm trying to reach out to my contacts to see if I can set up a meeting with them. But in the meantime, CRN has many listeners from all around the country, from all around the world. I have no idea what kind of experience, what kind of resources that CRN has at its disposal. Maybe you guys have your own group. Maybe you don't. So here's my proposal. If you have your own group in your area, I want you to email me and let me know, you know, if you have that group in the general area or your general operating area or AO, area of operations. I don't want to know your exact location. I want to know if you have a group together. If so, how many people and your general location. If CRN is going to have a network, then we need to know where our allies are in other parts of the country, right? So, if another group is in dire straits, then maybe there's a group elsewhere, you know, may not be in close proximity, maybe it's farther away, but then they can be reached out to for assistance. And then when two groups meet up, well, their group just got larger, and they're accumulating or combining their resources together, okay? It's like a help network, so to speak. So, my email address is Shimpy, that's Sierra Hotel, India, Mike, India, 06 at yahoo.com. If you have a group out there, tell me what your general location or AO is. You know, maybe keep it to a county name. Don't mention state. Give me that information and a contact number of who to reach to represent someone in your group that can speak on the group's behalf. Okay, and it will be kept confidential. It's not going to be publicly disclosed at all whatsoever, but it would help for other CRN listeners to know who's out there And right now, we just have a show that everyone is listening to. Maybe there are a few people are chiming in. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I'm going to mute myself and hear what John has to say. Okay, so long story short, if you're a CRN listener, if you appreciate the importance of prepping, of making sure that your family has the essentials that they need in the event something bad goes down, be that nuclear war, be that a weather tragedy or earthquake or whatever, tell me who you are, okay? If you're a lone wolf and you don't want to tell me, you know, your location, fine, I get that. But if you're a group, and if you're a group that will be open to new membership, to accepting people in your area, or if you're a group that will be open to assisting another a group of CRN listeners in another area, maybe not too far away, who knows? I won't know if you're far away or not. I won't know where any of your locations are if I don't know who you are. That being said, I really do need you to, if you have a group, please email me. Okay, with the county and state, don't tell me your city or your exact address. Let me have a general idea of what your complement is in terms of manpower. And then we'll draw a picture on the map to see where everyone is at. One person's name to represent your group, please. I don't want to have multiple people representing the same group and get different information. So if you could do that for me, I'd really appreciate it. And, John, that's all I have for now.